And some good news for Tranmere fans yesterday, as Evan Gumbs penned a new one-year deal, and so did the man I'm about to speak to. Liam Ridehalgh joined the club initially on loan in 2013 from Huddersfield, so he's been through quite a lot over the last 5 or 6 years, but you've now signed a new two-year contract, Liam. Congratulations.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers. Thank you very much. Yeah, just really glad it's all been sorted now, and I'm looking forward to the new season in League One.
When I spoke to you in the mix zone at Wembley after the playoff final win, you said no doubt in your mind you wanted to stay. It was the right thing for you. So was it just as easy as that?
Yeah, more or less. As you can imagine, as stock in League Two, up for all the players now, will be very good. So I did have a few other offers, but you know, League One football for me next season is really important. I've enjoyed Tranmere in that league, so yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting back there.
You have obviously played there very briefly with Tranmere when they got relegated that season. What are your memories of the division?
It's very tough, just as all divisions are, but you know, I think it's changed even more so now with the likes of Ipswich, your Sunderlands, whatever's happening at Bolton, but I'm sure they'll put a good side out, so you know, it's going to be very tough. And but I believe that with the squad we have got at the minute, and the new recruits that the manager signs, will compete.
How much do you think you've changed over those 5 or 6 years?
It's been tough mentally, definitely. You know, obviously signing as a 22-year-old lad from Huddersfield, which kick on in his career, and you know, suffering two relegations, it wasn't easy. But you know, you just got to stick with it and keep enjoying your football. And I'm just really happy that I've managed to stay and get promoted twice. Fantastic.
Those two relegations must have been so difficult for someone to take coming into the club at such a young age.
Yeah, it was very difficult, you know. I left Huddersfield where I come up through the academy, and you know, I was loved and mollycoddled and all that. And I've come into Tranmere, and it was totally different, you know. It was welcome to the real world, and you know, it wasn't to be, and we got relegated twice, and it was hard, but. You know, like I said, you just got to stick by it, and that's what we did.
And it's not just a case of how much you have changed and matured as a player during that time, but how much the club has changed as well. Mark and Nicola Palios have come in, and their ownership has taken the side and the club in a completely different direction.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, when Mark and Nicola come in, the club was, you know, in a real mess, and they've turned it around on and off the field. So that's credit to both of them. And, you know, the appointment of, first of all, Gary Brabin, I think that was the start of it all. And then we brought the gaffer in, and, you know, he's a great, great manager, and he's a good person as well. So that's helped.
Well, yeah, two promotions under him and a playoff final defeat as well. It's not been a bad 2.5 years.
No, it's not. If someone said to me when the manager come in that's what happened, I wouldn't have believed you. So, yeah, it's been really good.
What's he done for you and your career?
I just feel that he tells you to believe in yourself, and his principles of the games are correct, that I believe. The main thing is he never lets you, you know, you might come into training one day, you might not feel up to it, or you might not fancy it as much as you would other days, but him and Jacko, they make sure that you're on it every day, and that, you know, that's only a good thing, and it improves you as a player.
Certainly does. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Tranmere defender Liam Ridehalgh after he penned that new two-year contract. Nice security for you as well, getting 2 years.
Yeah, you know, that was definitely something that I'd like to do. But even if it was a one-year contract, you know, I'd like to have extended it past that anyway, if all being well. So, yeah, I'm just happy that it's over the line, and I'm looking forward to the new season.
Has there ever been a time over that 5.5 years where you've thought about leaving?
Probably when we got relegated to the National League. You know, I was a bit shocked, to be honest with you. Just like everyone, the fans will have been a bit shocked, and I was a bit shocked and angry, to be honest with you, that had happened after 18 months, really, of me signing there, that I was now a National League player, and I didn't really like that. But, you know, after two relegations, who wants to take you? So, I just stayed there and worked hard, and I'm just really, really pleased that managed to get two promotions.
And there have been some tough times for you individually as well as for the team during that 3 years in the National League, and then this year as well. Obviously, you had to come back from quite a serious knee injury, and you've had other niggling problems that have kept you out of the side at crucial times.
Yeah, it has, and it's been frustrating, but you know, as a footballer, you've just got to, you know, just got to ride with it. And it was difficult because it was self-inflicted, the knee injury, obviously, with a tackle when I got sent off. But, you know, and that were probably even harder to take, that it was self-inflicted. But you just got to go in every day and just have a smile on your face. And, you know, the good times will come, and they definitely have.
And that Wembley win, the second one, has it sunk in for you yet? Because it was so important for you individually, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was very important for myself, especially having the previous year and what happened with me. It's just fantastic. When I look back on this in 10, 20 years' time, I just, you know, I'll think it's absolutely brilliant, and it really is.
What are the hopes for the coming campaign?
I think just to be positive and have a real good go at it, because, you know, I think a lot of people wrote us off at the start of last season in League Two. You know, they thought we might finish mid-table, even get relegated. So I believe we've just got to enjoy it. And I'm sure that the gaffer will have us raring to go, and we'll put some good performances in.
And obviously, there is still some squad building to be done, but there is the spine of a very good team there with yourself, Scott Davis, Manny Montha, Jake Caprice, Perkins, Banks, Jennings. These are all players who starred during the last year.
Absolutely, they're all fantastic players, and it's credit to the club to keep big Manny Montha on, because, you know, as everyone knows, his performances last season was nothing short of excellent every game, and he's only young, and, you know, you never know, there might have been teams that were sniffing around him, so I think that's good business for the club. He'll kick on again this season, and he'll be a massive player for us.
And hopefully next season is going to be, and it will be, I'm sure, much more successful than your last journey in League One.
Fingers crossed. I definitely think it will be.
Liam, enjoy it, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Top man, Matt.